focused on today. Father God, I love you. I thank you. I submit myself to you now, Lord God. Bless the congregation that every word spoken would be a blessing to them, Lord God, that it would be effective in changing hearts, lives, minds. Thank you, God. In Jesus' mighty name, everybody said,
amen.
All right. Go ahead and have a seat. Oh, my tablet wants to speak with me. No. I don't think it has a little thing. Does it? I don't think it does. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. I don't know. I don't use it enough. There we go. Yay! How y'all doing?
Good.
All right. So, go ahead and put that picture up, if you would, please, Paul. Back when I worked at a different company than where I work now, I had a purple shirt that I really loved to wear all the time. I think I had two of them because I loved it so much. And my employees and some of my my friends, they used to call me the Grape Ape when I did that. And this morning as I was getting dressed in all purple, I couldn't help but say, I'm going to laugh at myself this morning and put a picture of the Grape Ape up. And I don't think I look like him. Had I known he wore a green hat, I would have had some kind of green on me. I had never looked this up before. So, you know, if you can't laugh at yourself, what can you laugh at? All right, go ahead and take that down. Some people are laughing, and that's good. Guys, today, so Friday or Wednesday, we talked about being free. All right, some people were here. So Wednesday we talked about being free, and there's something about being free that can fill you with joy.
Yes.
Being free gives you hope. And today's sermon, today's message, today's talk, however you want to put it, is named or called Hope. What's joy got to do with it? I did not know this. But hope and joy are intertwined. I was reading something the other day, and I saw, and in fact, it was because God had already told me I was preaching on joy today. And so I was looking up just joy scriptures and some hope scriptures and hope and joy scriptures. And this one scripture, it's Romans 15:13. We're going to go to the Amplified Classic. I was like, is that me or is it an airplane? I think it's an airplane. It's an airplane. It is an airplane. Yeah. May the God of your hope. Who has a God of hope in here? All righty. Who has a God of hope in here? Everybody in here should have raised their hand because God is a God of hope. He did something that gives you hope in a future.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
We're going to wake up in a second. We'll get it. So may the God of your hope so fill you with all joy.
Amen.
With how much joy?
All
the joy. All the joy. No joy left over. All the joy.
Hallelujah.
When I eat the last of something, I say I ate it all and there is nothing for the kids. I ate it all. So fill you with all joy and peace in believing through the experience of your faith that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound and be overflowing, bubbling over with hope. Bubbling over with hope, which means if I'm bubbling over with something, right? I wish I had warm water. Because when I'm bubbling over, who should I get? I have kids up front. I get them. Bubbling over. Sorry. I didn't want to get it on the floor. I would have gotten in trouble. I got it in a bad place, though. Looks like he wet himself. It's my boy. We know what happened. It'll dry before we get out of here. It's fine. So when I'm bubbling over with hope, people can't help but to notice because it gets on them. Hope, your hope should be so evident that it gets on people. When I'm walking around, and how do we do that? With the joy that's in our hearts. If I'm walking around Grumpy Gus, nobody wants to talk to me. Nobody wants to stand next to me. People be running away from me. But because I have joy on the inside, that my joy is so full, because God gave me all joy, now my hope is bubbling over onto people, despite what's going on in the world. Because to us it shouldn't matter, not one lick. Ooh, I didn't know it was going to be like this so quick. But God's got something for us today. And he wants you to know that he is the God of hope. He is a God that brings joy. He is a God that gives laughter. We got to get behind it. Grab a hold of it and run. But collectively, not here at Spirit Life Church. I love to preface that way. Not here at Spirit Life Church. Collectively, the church is beginning to lose hope. They're beginning to fade back. Especially, sorry, the Church of America. Because they're too focused on what the world's saying. They're too focused on current events. Because we got a news cycle that won't shut its mouth for 10 seconds. So we can catch our breath and go, hold on a second. God. But God. There should have been a better amen, but God. Amen. There's scriptures that say it doesn't matter what's going on in the world, because God. My God, the God of hope, gives me a hope regardless. Our God gives America a hope regardless of what's going on. But see, the church has decided that instead of speaking the truth, instead of speaking the word, instead of speaking hope, they want to speak down. They want to speak curses. Why is the church cursing anything? We should be building up. We should be loving. That's our job as the church to the world. The only, you know, I'll leave that be. We have a news cycle, like I said, 24 hours in front of our eyes. Sometimes even God, Jesus himself, backed away. He went to be by himself, to get in front of God, to pray, to speak, just him and Dad. Dad, this is what's going on. Jesus had to face so much. We forget. We don't focus on that. But he had that communion with God. He separated himself from everything that was going on. And right after, there's always a message. There's always something said, some kind of impartation, some kind of miracle, because Jesus decided, instead of dealing with all this, I'm going to go be about my Father's business. I'm going to listen to what Dad has to say, and then I'll come back and I'll take care of business. But we don't do that. We get some news cycle garbage, and we're like, I got to respond immediately. We don't ask God for nothing, right? Not Spirit Life Church. It's funny, it took a while. I used to be a keyboard warrior. Ooh, boy. I was good. I tend to be articulate. It's something I can do. I don't have to worry about getting punched in the mouth. I told you about that on Wednesday night. So I just I get to, oh, actually, I didn't have a smartphone then. Keyboards. Right? Didn't matter what it was, and I wouldn't even talk to God about it. I'd stick up for God because he needs my sticking up for. It's God. Come on now. Like, how big do we think we are? Like, don't worry about this. I got this. I'll get him. Don't worry, sir. Come on now. What are we doing? Because the reality is when you're keyboard warrioring it or whatever, thumbing it, right? Do you realize that the person you're arguing with, they ain't going to change their mind anyways? All you're doing is giving the devil something to deal with, play with, familiar spirits. It's different when you're face-to-face with somebody. When you can look them in the eyes and see what's going on. You're not always going to change minds. You're not always going to affect change. But the reality is that face-to-face, we can have a conversation and we can get to know one another, and it can be personal. There's nothing personal about keyboard warrioring. I don't know if that's a word. But so you can't change somebody online. You just can't. So why do we waste the time? Because we're defending God? Or is it because we have a huge ego and we think we can? That's not what I'm talking about today. In America, we have this attack on the family. I mean, it happens in most Western civilizations right now. There's an attack on the family unit, moms and dads, kids, the government should raise your kids, whatever it is, right? I'm not gonna go into that either. But it's taking the church and making them question, hurting their hearts. And then not here at Spirit Life Church, then comes that question. Well, where's God in all this? Where's God in all this? Why aren't we experiencing a fresh move of the Holy Ghost? But we are. Have your eyes open. There's a new move. But because we don't recognize it, because it's not what we keep in front of our face. I'm guilty of it too. I goof up, right? It's because this is so easy. So easy. It's so easy to get distracted and taken to the side. But we gotta start defending ourselves, our spirit. Because that's what God wants. And one of the things, one of the awesome things that God gave us to defend ourselves is joy. All joy. Not half of it. Now, I know I said I got all the joy, and I didn't leave any for the kids. But the kids got all the joy too. Because we have an infinite God who doesn't deal in amounts. But you can guarantee when he says all, it's all. He has all joy put aside for believers. All joy put aside for us. Then we have the third thing, dissension in the church. Whether that comes through strife, anger, or bitterness towards your brothers and sisters in your own body. But it also comes from willy-nilly doctrines. Teaching what man wants to teach. Which has led to the authority of the Bible being questioned. Did God really, is it God breathed? Yes. The Bible is God breathed. It is. When you start questioning the authority of the Bible, that leads to compromise. Well, you're really not hurting anybody but maybe yourself. So what's good for you is good for me, as long as it doesn't hurt me. Come on. And what do we end up with? Craziness. Craziness. Secular humanism. It's part of the plan. Not God's plan, but the world's plan. Questioning the authority of the Bible. Leading to compromise. What's good for you is good for me as long as it doesn't touch me. We can teach whatever we want to in schools. We don't have to teach the truth anymore. We don't even have to speak the truth. Self-love. There's a word on the tip of my tongue and I can't remember it. So if God brings it back to me, I'll talk about it. But until then, we'll just leave it there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Got too quiet. It's time to start yelling now. Here's now, listen, Job 5:22. I'm still in the Amplified Classic. Sorry about that. And it's just this first part. It says, at destruction and famine, you shall laugh. Ha, ha, ha. At destruction and famine, you shall laugh. Thank God that at destruction and famine, we can still laugh. Because we get too sidetracked. We get too caught up. It's hard to laugh when there's destruction and famine. It's hard to laugh when your car breaks down. It's hard to laugh when you got a kid who's sick. It's hard to laugh when you're sick. But if you just believe God, and just give a ha, ha, ha. Pastor Levi from Oklahoma, Pastor Ricky's brother, said, never leave home without your ha, ha. Because you don't know what kind of crazy is the world going to give you. Somebody might cut you off. Did you see that? Ha, ha, ha. Somebody might hit your car. Ha, ha, ha. I was seeing on Wednesday, we was talking about freedom, right? We were in Vegas that previous Saturday, so last Saturday. We were in Las Vegas. And we were in Henderson because we were at the Galleria. And you know the Galleria is a big circle, and so I'm driving through the Galleria. Somebody pulls out in front of me, almost hit him. That one I laughed at. That was fine. I even waved. Everything's, you're good, right? Parked my car. I parked it up front because I didn't want to walk that far. Silly Clinton. And I get out. We go in. We do our shopping and, well, just walking. We didn't buy anything at the Galleria. I don't even know why we went there. I guess we wanted to wear masks because you have to there. We come out, and I was being a gentleman, and I went around to open Heather's door, and I noticed that on my door handle, a large gray, and so it was gray, and then the paint was sitting there. I was like, man, somebody hit the car, and I was mad. And I lost my cool. I told you guys, sometimes I lose my cool. But then Heather was like, are you going to let this ruin our day? I was like, I'm not going to let it ruin our day. Then, luckily, the owner of the car that scraped my car comes out. He's like this tall guy. And I wanted to ask him real bad. Like, there was room. Like, why did you lean into my car door? Like, I know you did. I could tell. That's not just a ding. You like, nah, nah. Heather's like, are you just not going to let this go? It's like, no, I let it go. I'm fine. I'm going to get him. Hit him. I should hit him with the car. I didn't actually say that. I hit him. But no, I'm just joking. I didn't hit him either. But I was keeping it bottled up inside. And I honestly, I wasn't letting it go. And here's the thing. So I had the lady almost, she pulled out in front of us, almost hit her. I wasn't going very fast. It was easy to stop. I aggressively stepped on my brakes because I guess that's what you do when you panic, right? And then the guy nailed my door. And then another person pulled out in front of me. Ah! I lost it. I was like, see, we're never coming back here. Got people pulling out in front of me. Guy wants to wreck my door handle. She's like, oh, there it is. The devil will send familiar spirits, if you get my drift. If I would have, guys, if I would have just taken, I had it in my pocket. Did you see that? They make a little marker I can color in my car. It looks like it never was bad. But I wasn't focused on that. Goodness gracious me. If I'd have just taken the ha-ha out, I could have beat the whole thing. Dude probably wouldn't even pulled out in front of me the second time. Because the devil was like, oh, I got him on the ropes. Ooh, watch, I'm going to get him. And I opened myself up. I was like that horrible boxer. I'm like, what are you doing? Whack. Simple as that. Let my guard down. Got nailed. Boom. Because I didn't use the weapon that God gave me. My ha-ha. Because in... oh my gosh. Where'd it go? It's 22. At destruction and famine you shall laugh. God built it in. God will never test me with more than I can handle. No. He'll give you an out. 99% of your problems can be ha-ha'd. Does that mean you won't still have the sniffles if you ha-ha? It'll get you through it, though. Being broke down, busted, disgusting, like Sister Nancy James would say, does that mean that might not happen if you have your ha-ha? No. Do you realize that if the people of Israel would have laughed a little bit instead of murmuring and complaining, they want to spend 40 years in the same pair of shoes? God did let them stay in the same pair of shoes. But their complaining kept them where they were at. In the same pair of shoes. I'm not saying God, if you don't ha-ha and you complain, that God's going to just like destroy you. But he wants to give you an out. And like I said, 99% can be ha-ha'd. Ha-ha-ha. If we get it, man, if y'all only knew what was on this side of the ha-ha, you change your mind. It'll change your life. Here's another one. Now, I am starting with the sad scriptures, but we're going to ha-ha in a minute, okay? We got it? Though the fig tree does not blossom, and there is no fruit on the vines, though the product of the... Oh, this is Habakkuk 3:17, sorry about that. The product of the olive fails, and the fields yield no food, though the flock is cut off from the fold, and there are no cattle in the stalls, yet... I will rejoice in the Lord. I will exult in the victorious God of my salvation. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. Woo-wee! Gonna rejoice. Rejoice. I'm gonna get to rejoice in a second. Psalm 68. Three. I'm going to do 3 and 4. But let uncompromisingly righteous, let the uncompromisingly righteous be glad. Let them be in high spirits and glory before God. Yes, let them jubilantly rejoice. Sing to God. Sing praises to his name. Cast up a highway for him who rides through the deserts. His name is the Lord. Be in high spirits and glory before him. Even in the worst case scenario, sing to God. Even if you ain't got a voice to sing, sing to God. Lift your voice high to him. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that you gave me a way out. Thank you, God, that you love me. Thank you, God, that I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender, not the borrower. Thank you, God, that you made me. Hallelujah. God is so good. If we just give him a chance to be. Job 8:21. Ooh, I did this one in the message. Gotta love me the message. Do you know why I like the message? Well, no, Clint. Okay. So in John 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word was God, and the Word was with God, right? And down in the second part where normally in most translations it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, it says, and the Word became flesh and moved into the neighborhood. Yay. I was like, that's my kind of thing right there, because I grew up in the neighborhood. How awesome is that? Hallelujah. There's no way God will reject a good person. And is there no way he'll help a bad one? God will let you laugh again. You'll raise the roof with shouts of joy. Woo-hee! You'll raise the roof with shouts of joy. Goodness gracious, thank you, God. When you make it so loud that the roof comes off because you can't help but thank God. Hallelujah, thank you, God. Man, thank you, Tiana. Look, y'all got to catch on. We going to be here all day. All day. Pastor Ricky, he told me. He called me this morning. I gave him a hard time because Heather's the secretary, right, and does all the administrative stuff. So he and Pastor Chelsea, while we were getting ready, had already called Miss Heather. And then he called her again, and I picked up the phone. I said, I wish you would just call me once. Like, I had told Heather, I'm like, you know, I don't get a lot of calls for the associate pastor. What's going on? But that's because they know I forget it. So they just call Heather and tell her what I need to do. It's okay. It's okay. Big grape ape. But, oh, gosh. Ha, ha, ha. God is so good. Man, oh, man. So he told me. He's like, preach him happy. So if y'all, we can't leave here till I got smiles on every face. Ha, ha, ha. If y'all would have caught on already, we'd be at breakfast. Man, breakfast sounds good, though. Ha, ha, ha. Yum, yum, yum. I haven't eaten over something or other. Oh, I haven't. So when I had COVID and I lost my my sense of taste, the first food I had the morning that my taste went bye-bye was over easy eggs. Oh my gosh, it was disgusting. Because so when you lose your, I don't know if you've had COVID, you know this, but only two things really stand out. When you lose your sense of taste, sweet and salt. Well, eggs have to have salt and pepper on them. It's just, that's how God created them. And so you couple the fact that the only thing I could taste was the salt with the nasty mouthfeel of yolk. and there's a sickness that overcomes you. I really desire an over easy or over medium egg with a little yolk so I can dip my toast in it. And ha ha ha, I'm still eating scrambled because I'm afraid of the yolk. What is going on? I'm not yoking you. If y'all are ever in need of a dad joke, Richard's your guy. He don't yoke around. Oh gosh. Sorry, Brittany, it's not gonna stop now. All day long. Oh my goodness. We're getting it. So I'm going to use Leslie, her laugh-o-meter. If it gets up here, we can go. I'll just dismiss. We'll pray. We'll get out. Nehemiah 8:10. Well, I'm going to read 1 through 10. Then all the people gathered. Sorry. Go ahead. Get there if you want. I'm excited. Woohoo! Yeah. Nehemiah 8. All right, we're good. Then all the people gathered together as one man in the broad place before the water gate. And they asked Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord has given to Israel, or had given to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly of both men and women and all who could hear with understanding on the first of the seventh month. He read from it facing the broad place where the water gate before the water gate from early morning until noon in the presence of the men and women and those who could understand. And all the people were attentive to the book of the law. Well, let me start there, stop there just for a second. Preference, right? Preference. Nehemiah 8, 1. It's all good. Thank you for asking. I appreciate it. We're good. Stop yoking around. Everybody's going to, I'm going to get eggs for weeks. Exactly. And Jim is in close second with the dad jokes. I shouldn't have said that out loud because now it's the competition. Look how they reverence the word of the Lord, the law, the book of the law. They all shut their mouth and they hung out till noon. I think we can do that, guys. I'm just messing around. I can't go for another hour. I'll be out. Preaching. Woo, preaching's fun. It really is, but it takes a minute. Absolutely. Exactly. I don't know. Ezra the scribe stood on a wooden pulpit, which they had made for the purpose, and beside him stood some dude, another guy, Aniah, Uriah, Hilkiah, and Messiah. Not Messiah, but Messiah, I think that is. On his right hand. And on his left hand, a whole other group of dudes. They're not Ayahs. So, he separated the Ayahs from the others. I don't know. Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above them. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. So he went like this. Open the book of the law. Everybody stood up. Y'all don't have to stand up. Joyce left. Thank you. Thank you, Dominic. Y'all don't have to stand up, though. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. Woo, the great God. And all the people answered, amen, amen, lifting up their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with faces to the ground. A bunch of other guys help the people to understand the law, and the people remained in their place. So they read from the book of the law of God distinctly, faithfully, amplifying and giving the sense so that the people understood the reading. And Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra, the priest and scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to all of them, this day is holy to the Lord your God. Mourn not nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Sometimes when you get into the word of God, You may go, oh my gosh, I've been messing up my whole life. And you might want to cry. You might feel that you messed something up somewhere, and chances are you did. Weep not nor mourn. Weep not nor mourn. This day is holy to the Lord your God. Then Ezra told him, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet drink. That means Kool-Aid. And send portions to him for whom nothing is prepared. You want some Kool-Aid, let me know. Yeah, I'll bring you some. For this day is holy to our Lord, and be not grieved and depressed, for the joy of the Lord is your strength and stronghold. I like that last part, strength and stronghold. Not only is it your strength, but it's the place you can go when you need to hide from something. If you get into happy, if you get into rejoicing, if you get into joy, it will keep you safe. It is your strength and your stronghold, place of safety, place of security. I can laugh my way to security? Yes, you can. All the way, ha, 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 all the way. The ha, ha, ha thing, how many of y'all drove a vehicle that was made previous to 1970. All righty. So y'all remember a choke, right? A manual choke? In your car, you're trying to start it in the morning, you can't. You give it the double pump, trying to get some gas into the carburetor. Then you choke it a little bit. Just so it'll start going. That's what the ha, ha, ha is for your laughter. I'm serious. If you can't laugh, you're like, you're mad about it, and you or sad about it. Ha, ha, ha. And first you say it through your teeth all gritted. Ha, ha, ha. I'm going to punch that guy right in the ha, 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 ha. If you'll do that, you'll just start laughing. Motor will start running. You pop the choke in. You take off. You're good. But sometimes you got to work at getting the motor running. Sometimes it's not just easy to lay down and start laughing. But if you give the double pump and pull the choke and ha, 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 oh, you'll unlock a gusher. You'll laugh yourself silly. All right, time for two definitions. Hope. A desire of some good, accompanying with at least a slight expectation of obtaining it, or a belief that it is obtainable, that it can be obtained. Hope differs from a wish and a desire in this, that it implies some expectation of obtaining the good desired or the possibility of possessing it. Hope, therefore, always gives pleasure or joy, whereas wishes and desires may produce or be accompanied with pain and anxiety. So if I am hoping for something, the hope of eternal life, easiest for me, I am not nervous about it. I have no anxiety about it. I am happy about it. I am overjoyed about meeting Jesus face to face. Got some questions for him, like, where did the dinosaurs go? Whatever, I don't know. You make your own questions up. I'm asking. At least the dinosaur thing. Like, where are they at? Could people ride them? Like, it's, come on now. Fred Flintstone, right? No. And then, so that's hope. And then let's look up joy real quick. This is the 1828 Noah Webster's. The passion, joy is the passion or emotion excited by the acquisition or expectation of good. That excitement of pleasurable feelings which is caused by success, good fortune, the gratification of a desire, or some good possessed, or by a rational prospect of possessing what we love or desire, gladness, exaltation, exhilaration of spirits. But note, here's the thing. It says that we get joy when we have what we hoped for. But hope is a product of being filled with joy. So is the Bible wrong? When we started this and I read Romans 8 or Romans 15:13 or 15:13, it says, with all joy and peace, in believing through the experience of your faith. Now we know that we walk by what? Faith, not by sight, right? So sometimes we don't possess that which we want, that's which we're hoping for. But if we're believing God for that hope, we still should have the accompanying joy. Because the Holy Spirit fills us with all joy. Because what we hope for, we know that we already have. Because we're supposed to believe that we've already received. We're not supposed to... It's real easy to thank God for something that you're holding. Come on. It's super easy. But when you're sick... I just got over COVID. It was hard to believe God for healing. Because I wasn't experiencing healing. I could barely move. The more I laid down, the sicker I felt. The more tired I got. It was hard. But check this out. And God revealed this to me. Pride kept me sick. What? I would not call Pastor Ricky or anybody because I didn't want to feel ashamed that I was sick. I was afraid that because I hadn't caught my healing. I did catch my healing. Yes, sir. But I wasn't experiencing it. After all the repenting for all the anger that I had had, I was looking. And when I was cleared, when I didn't have COVID in my body anymore, when I had a negative test, Pastor Ricky, after Faith Explosion was over and he came over, and it wasn't till he came over that I knew what kept me sick so long. Because yes, he's like, "What? Why didn't you ask? Why didn't you call?" I said I just didn't want to bother you. You guys had Faith Explosion. He's like, "It wasn't that." Shh. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Way to tell on me. Pride kept me sick. Don't be prideful. Pride is opposite of joy. Oh, man. I am good now. Glory to God. Joyful. Joyful. And tears don't mean you're sad. No matter what emotion you have inside of you, what you're feeling, you can always ha-ha it away. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. God, it's so silly because God is, goodness gracious me, God's healed me from so many things. I know for sure without God I wouldn't be here. I've been sick to death almost. But God. So how do we keep our joy in us and about us and flowing through our veins? Same thing I told you on Wednesday. If you weren't here, go ahead. It's on Podbean and Spotify and all kinds of other places. The only place you can't find it right now is Apple iTunes. I don't know what's up with that, but it's Apple, so. Not saying that they got an agenda. This one, they might get mad. No, it'll be uploaded today. Don't worry. You go through the scriptures. I know that. I like Google. It makes everything easy. Hey, I'm sad. I need some joy scriptures. Tears messing up your keyboard because you're. I'm just. Oh, man. Who cares? God loves you. Ha, ha, ha. That's all you need to know. Ha, ha. God loves me. Say that with me. Say, God loves me. So I can laugh. God made Sarah laugh when her womb was dead. Think about it. He did, right? She said it. She said, God has made me laugh. All right, Carl's almost there. Leslie ain't belted out yet, though. Leslie's birthday was last week. Did Heather talk to you yet? We got you a cake. We got you flowers. Then you didn't show up. Ha, ha, ha! We weren't mad. That cake was good. I'll tell you what. It was nummy. It was chocolate. Heather restricts how much cake I can eat. I got to sneak some here and there. She really does. She's like, you don't need any cake. I'm like, one bite and a cup of milk. That's all I want. She's like, I'll allow it. God loves you enough to give you a reason to laugh. I don't care what you're going through right now. God wants you to laugh. Laughter's like, well, laughter's good like a medicine, right? And a spirit this is Clinton's paraphrase, please. But like a spirit that's down dries the bones. I tell the kids in the back, I'm like, I don't want dry bones. You can't move. They're all powdery and they break easy. I want some sopping wet bones. Because you can't keep them straight, right? You're just strolling through life. Just, how's it going? Flopping around. Everything's fine. But you got to be happy. You got to let God just fill you with so much happiness that it gets on people. Like when I spilled, do you need me to spill water on Gabe again? Go ahead. No. But I want when I get next to somebody, for him just be like, what is wrong with that guy? He's weird. He won't stop laughing. He won't stop smiling. Y'all know the crazy... Like, that might be a little frightening, but sometimes, like, you're like, what's wrong with that dude? Oh, man, he goes to church. And he goes to one of those strange churches. where they'd be like, they might dance one Wednesday night, and then they'll preach on Sunday with more dancing. They check the happiness meter by seeing how hard Leslie's laughing. Amen. That's what God wants. He wants us with mushy bones that can't be broken. He wants us laughing so hard that we double over. Oh, seriously. So a couple months ago, we were laughing so hard on our way back from Vegas with Pastor Ricky and Chelsea and Heather. Me, it was us four. He almost crashes. I'm saying not just that night, but he almost crashes. No, I'm just joking. Pastor Ricky's a great driver. I have drove cross country with him twice. And I did it voluntarily both times. I wasn't held hostage. So I trust him to drive. Even when he almost puts us in the ditch, laughing. In fact, I can tell you now that both times we've almost gone in the ditch, we were laughing. Not about almost going into the ditch, but that's how we ended up that way. Because we just have fun together. We just laugh together. And you're laughing. Guys, I'm just going to let you know, it doesn't have to be all spiritual. You can tell a joke. If you're feeling down, call somebody who has funny jokes. Keep them clean, but funny jokes. It'll get you going. It's like that carburetor stuff that you spray. That's the one. Watch out. Keep your head back. You might explode, right? But seriously, that starting fluid? Oh, call a friend who has starting fluid. That's perfect. A little bit of ignition. Watch it explode from there. That's what God wants for you. He doesn't want a Christian church. He doesn't want a church filled with a bunch of angry people, a bunch of sad people. When you go into the church and you feel sad when you get there, when you leave, you should not feel sadder. You should have been given the word of God that quickens your mortal body, that helps you to be filled, that makes you excited to be there, that makes you happy, that fills you with joy, because that's what the word of God does. And then you leave there and you dump that over on somebody. That's what we have to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo-hoo! Gallagher, no. 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 I can spill on me boys, but it's not. I don't think everybody else would appreciate it. Thank God for laughter. Thank God for laughter. Thank God for happiness. Hallelujah. Bow your heads and close your eyes. Thank God Clinton's letting us out of here in just a moment. Are you sad? Are you taken back? Are you fighting against something? Have you not experienced the hope of God? If that's you and you haven't been filled, haven't experienced the hope of God, you haven't accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, raise your hand. Let's change this. Let's get you to a point where you're in right standing with God and you can have that way out, that laughter. If that's you, pop your hand up. If not, that's cool. We'll move on. Everybody's saved. Congratulations. We're all going to heaven. That's the hope. But God gave us another hope. He has plans for us. He wants us to be profitable. He wants us to eat the good of the land. He wants us to be, if you would let me say this, fat and happy. Jolly folks walking around. If you have something that's tugging on you, that's keeping you down, I want you to come up and let me pray with you for a minute. If something's been holding you down and keeping you from getting